Good morning. Thank you for the introduction, Sophie. What a wonderful introduction. Probably the biggest introduction that I've had. So thank you for that. No pressure, obviously. Morning, everyone. Really lovely. I've been sitting in, by the way, in the background, kind of in the back of the room, so to speak, listening to the intro. See the introduction you've just been on, and hearing a little bit about some of those super strengths that you've been sharing, which has been just wonderful to hear. And we're going to come back to that actually as we think about what we're here for as marketing leaders. So as Sophie said, my name is Russell, and I head up leadership practice at Brand Learning. If you've not heard of Brand Learning, you've probably heard of Accenture. So Brand Learning is a part of Accenture. and I head up the leadership practice there. I also lead the Marketing Leaders Program in collaboration with the Marketing Society, and I've been doing that for about the last 4 years now. So I'm going to talk a little bit about my story, actually. I mean, Sophie shared a little bit of that. I'm going to share a little bit of it because it's important in the context of your story and how you show up as a leader, as a marketing leader right now, and how you show up as a marketing leader in the future. So I'm going to be sharing a bit of that, and I'm going to get you doing some thinking as well. But it'll be fun. So, come at this with a spirit of, I think, openness and a spirit of each other's supporting each other's development, which would be fantastic, because the things I'm going to be asking you to do will be inviting you to think about yourself, but also to support others as well. But I'd just like to kick off with a question about leadership, actually. We talk about leadership all the time, don't we? There's so much written about it. I don't know how many books are written on leadership. And there are blogs and vlogs and articles written every day on it. But I'd just like to ask you a question about what leadership is. So if you'd just like to pop in the chat your answer to that question. We don't need everybody answering, but if you've got a thought as to what you think leadership is, do pop it in the chat. It might be a word, it might be a phrase. What do you think? What do you think it is? What is this thing we call leadership? Mobilization of your team, lovely. Being a role model, empathy in action. Anyone who has influence over others, giving direction, setting vision, fantastic. Being inspiring, empowering others, love it. Love it. Bringing a team of others along with you, guiding the way. Captain, interesting. Yeah. Driving the whole team towards shared goals and objectives. Yeah, brilliant. That's lovely. I'm not going to go through all of them, but it's lovely just to get your thoughts there. The way I'd like to just summarize leadership, actually, and Sophie touched on it earlier in terms of energy. And you're going to be covering energy later in the course in some depth, and I'll be covering it as well in one of the sections that I cover with you over the sessions that I'm with you. But the way I'd like to summarize leadership for you is when you're with someone and you leave more energized and motivated than when you started that interaction. For me, I think that's leadership in action. Okay. Or if you leave someone less energized and more demotivated than when you started, I think that's perhaps the opposite. I mean, we could argue this and we could talk about this and have a philosophical debate about it for a long time, I'm sure. But I think that's, you know, if I were to summarize what leadership is all about, that's what it's all about. Because it's the ability of the leader to engage, inspire, empower, and get more done, quite frankly, through other people. Because if we're going to deliver greatness, if we're going to become great, if we're going to deliver great things as leaders, we can't do it on our own. We've got to bring others with us. And you may be at the start of that journey, some of you may be further on, but you are the ones to watch. And my job here over the course of these two sessions that I'm with you is to ensure that you remain the ones to watch in the future, okay, and that you become the leaders who you want to be, that you have that impact on others. It's about showing up in a way that is appropriate for the situation, that has the impact on others, that enables them to deliver more than they'd imagined. And that's, I think, what leadership is all about. I really do. So I'm here to run four sessions with you actually in total. So I'm going to be back a little bit later on around lunchtime just to give you an introduction to one of the sections. But the four sessions is split up into three sections. Okay, so the first one is all about future. It's about helping you think about the future that you're leading for. Big, big question as part of this first section. What is the future that you're leading for? Okay, so we're going to be talking about that in this the next 35, 40 minutes. The next section is about engage. As I said, leadership is about bringing others with you and delivering. So the next section is about engage. And the third section is delivery. When the rubber hits the road, which version of you shows up to engage others and deliver? Okay, and this all comes from the work of a guy called Steve Radcliffe. If you haven't heard of him, he's worked with the Marketing Society for quite a long time and helped us actually at Brand Learning develop the Marketing Leaders Program. And this is sort of based on his work and is the basis of the Marketing Society Manifesto as well. So it's split up into three sections. As I said, future, engage, deliver. And if Steve was here, he'd say, if I had my time again and renamed this leadership approach, this leadership framework, it wouldn't just be future, engage, deliver. It would be future, engage, 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 deliver. That's how important that engage bit is and the importance of bringing others with you. But for the moment, we're here to think about this idea of future and being in touch with a future that you care about. Leaders are at their best when they're in touch with a future that they care about. So, and your story is really important to that. And I'm going to talk a little bit about my story. I'm going to invite you to think about your story and the story of your past, because the story of your past informs who you are and who you show up as today, but also understanding who you are, how you show up today, helps create the story that you're going to tell in the future. Okay, so that's really important, is to connect with that that story of who you are in order to shape that story of the future. So you, what are you great at? What do you love doing? And what really matters to you? Those are three things that we're going to touch on in some detail. So a little bit about my story then, just to give you a little context for when you think about yours. So as Sophie said, I've spent my career in sales and marketing roles. I grew up in the hospitality industry. Funny enough, I was actually born above a pub or a bar, or however you might refer to it, either in the UK or in the Middle East or wherever you are today. But I was born above a licensed premises. So this idea, this notion of having people together, collaborating, delivering experiences, creating delivering experiences, has been in me and has grown up in me all my life. My mum and dad really taught me about the importance of foresight, having that, my father especially, having that sense of future, having that sense of ambition to leave things in a better place than I found them. And my mother, I think, gave me a great appreciation of the value of presence and empathy. And I feel like I'm continually trying to live up to that, actually. But it's something that's really dear to me and important to me. And I'll talk a bit more about that when I share a bit about my purpose to give you some inspiration for thinking about your own. So as I said, I've been sales and marketing all my career. I launched Sensodyne Pronamel at GlaxoSmithKline. I spent a number of years at GSK and sort of learned my marketing trade there, really. I was in the field as well in a sales role. I left GSK to join Brand Learning for the first time back in 2010, so 10 years ago. And I chose to leave Brand Learning at that time. This is important, and I'm sharing this with you because it's important. It's important context in the overall journey. I left Brand Learning and I went away to to do a marketing director's role. I was working with marketing directors, and for my own credence, I felt that I needed to be doing that job. So I went away, I joined a global education business called City and Guilds, and as Sophie said, I worked across Europe, Middle East, South and East Asia, South Africa as well. The Caribbean was also under my responsibility for a short period of time, which was lovely. Had a couple of offices out there in Trinidad and Tobago and Jamaica. So I went off to do that job, to be a marketing director, to be a commercial director. Had the benefit of working across the globe, and then about 6 or 7 years ago, I found my true passion. So I decided to do a coaching qualification, an exec coaching qualification. And what I realized at that point was, over the course of my career, I'd loved building brands, building businesses, growing the top and the bottom line, producing fantastic campaigns, advertising, engaging experiences for my consumers and my customers. I love that. But this epiphany, this moment of understanding came for me when I did this coaching qualification. I learned a bit about myself, and I learned actually that whilst I love that, what I truly love more is investing in people, investing in individuals, investing in teams, and just watching them grow and fly and flourish and do amazing things. And that's what I love doing. So I discovered that passion, and I discovered I've got a talent for it as well. So at that point, I decided to rejoin Brand Learning. And the reason I decided to rejoin Brand Learning is because I'd been with them for 2.5-3 years previously. And it was a culture that connected with me and my values. It was a place I loved working. It is a place that got the best out of me. And I felt it was the right time to return and put that passion and put those talents to good use in a place where I felt I belonged, where I felt those values really connected with my own. So you're seeing some themes here, I hope, which is me connecting with what I love doing, understanding what I'm good at, and also just connecting with what I care about and ensuring that what I care about is connected to what my organization cares about and the people that I work with, what they care about. And having that sense of understanding of those three things really combined to give me a sense of purpose, which helped me as a leader. So back at City and Guilds, you know, we won the Marketing Society Award actually for excellence. And the only reason we were able to win that award, and the only reason we were able to produce the turnaround in that business, it was an incredible turnaround of culture that we implemented in that business. The only reason we were able to do that is because we were all aligned to delivering the same thing. We were all very different, but we were all aligned to delivering the same thing. We all cared about the same thing. The same thing mattered to us. And I was reflecting on it yesterday and just thinking, wow, that was a special time. And I feel like, and people that were in the team at the time talk about, it was like we'd lit a fire under the team. When you get that sense of shared commitment and purpose to something, it's the first thing people are thinking about when they wake up in the morning. When we used to go out socializing, all we talk about was the value that we're delivering for end users, for customers. Yeah, we talked about other stuff, of course, and the personal stuff, but we were absolutely on it, and we were engaged in what we were doing. And as I said, I don't believe we could have done it without that sense of shared commitment and that sense of being in it together. I could have assigned roles and responsibilities and told people what to do. And we get very used to telling people what to do in leadership, don't we, in marketing. You know, here's the strategy, here's the future, this is where we're going, and I really believe in you, and this is what I'd like you to do, and what I'd like you to do, and what I'd like you to do. Is everyone on board with that? Okay, let's go. And before we know it, all we've done is we've told people what to do. And that's very disempowering. But being part of something where you get to craft your own future and make decisions about your own future and the future of the business, that's where magic happens, I believe. And you can only do that when you're all passionately committed around the same thing. And it all comes down to the leader, and I'm a true believer, and I think Sophie touched on it earlier, I'm a true believer in, you know, being a leader in leadership is not about the position. It's not about the position. If you're sat here now, one of the 83 on this call, and you're thinking, you know what, I don't have any direct reports, I don't have a team, I don't really feel like I'm a leader. Well, I would like to, I'd like to quash that thought, and I'd like to invite you into the idea that you can still be a leader, and you can still exhibit, and you can still do leadership. Whether you have 200 direct report, 200, a team of 200, or you don't have anyone in your team, you don't have anyone that is reporting to you at all, you're still in a position where you can lead. It's about the disposition, not the position. So in order to do that, you've got to have a sense of purpose. In order to create that combined sense of what are we up to together, that sense of shared commitment, you've got to have that sense of commitment, of purpose yourself. So understanding what it is you're great at, understanding what your passions are, what you love doing, and understanding what really matters to you, what gives meaning in your life. It's those three ingredients that have helped shape my purpose over the years as a leader. And it's a formula that I use with all the leaders that I work with at Accenture and around the world as well. So I'm just gonna share that thought with you now because I wanna get you thinking about this, okay? This isn't just about me talking to you. I wanna get you thinking about it. So I'm gonna share what my purpose looks like. And this is my purpose right now. This wasn't necessarily the case all my career. And these things do change as you go through your career. Your values might change as you go through your career. Your purpose will change, but I wouldn't worry about that. So can you all see my screen? I hope you can all see my screen. Just shout if you can't, okay? Just shout if you can't see my screen. I'll assume that everyone can. Very good. All right, so we can see that my purpose, this is a bit of food for thought for you, okay? So my purpose comes from these three ingredients. And as I said, this is a formula that I've used, and it's a formula that we use on the Marketing Leaders Program. It's a formula that I use with leaders all around the world. And you can do this at an individual level, you can do it at a team level, you can do it at an organizational level. And I think that's where the magic really happens, actually, is where you get those three things aligned, delivering value for customers. To start with, my values, what's important to me, kindness, imagination, and adventure. I'm not going to go through these in detail because I want to get you thinking about this stuff. I'm just giving you this as a bit of food for thought. Those are my three values. And you can sit there and sort of debate whether they're values or whether they're not. The point here is you're just identifying with things that are important to you. Okay, don't get an intellectual debate about is it a value, isn't it a value, or could it be a passion. If it's important to you and it matters to you, stick it in that box, okay? Next, my passions, what I love doing. I love the outdoors. I love nurturing growth, okay? I love getting out on in the countryside, walking. It gives me so much energy. I love nurturing growth. I love getting out into the garden and growing stuff, spending time with my children. In lockdown, I've really enjoyed homeschooling and nurturing my kids and their education. The opportunity to do that really plays to my passion. And this idea of service and people experience. So you've seen that come through my story. Remember, I was brought up in the hospitality industry. I was born above a pub. This idea of service and people experience still drives everything I do. And my capabilities. So these come from StrengthsFinder. If you haven't done StrengthsFinder, quite a useful way of identifying what your strengths are, rather than sort of just trying to maybe think about it without any kind of rigor behind it. It's a lovely, rigorous tool. So my strengths are futuristic. I talked earlier about what my father had given me in terms of foresight and ambition. That really comes through. It's my number one strength. Connectedness, this idea of connecting people, a belief, a real sense of belief in what I'm doing. Intellection, I love to think about stuff. And bring others together, thinking about those things as well. I'm a relator, I bring people together. That's what I do. So they're my unique capabilities. So how does this all come together then, Russ, to give me a sense of purpose? I imagine you're asking. So this sense of purpose sits at the middle. So this comes through taking elements of those three ingredients to create a sense of purpose. Okay, so start thinking about what they're like, what they are for you. You know, if my values, kindness, imagination, adventure, what's important to you? What are your passions? Where do you get your energy? That's the best question I think to ask in terms of Identifying your passions. Where does your energy come from? I get great energy from outdoors and nurturing and being in service of others. Where does yours come from? So that all comes together, combines to give me a sense of the difference that I'm here to make in the world. Okay, so what I'm here to do, or you might think about it as a mission. Yeah, you all know about visions and missions, etc. You can think about it as a mission. What is the difference I'm here to make in the world? I'm enabling people to grow through transformational experiences. That is what I do. That's what I feel I am here for. It's what I do as a job. It's what I love doing. And it's brought together by those three. It comes from those three things. I'm able to apply my values in the place that I work, the people I work with, in the experiences that I deliver. I'm really passionate about experiences. When I'm at my best, I've got groups and individuals outside working together. Yeah, so that's how I'm bringing my passions and my values to play. I'm using my strengths to bring people together to create those experiences, which gives me a sense of that future that the vision that I have, that I want to create a mass a positive influence on the world. And that's why I'm here with you today. I wouldn't be here with you today unless I thought there was an opportunity to impact each one of you that will then have a greater impact on those that you're leading. Okay, and that's how I can create a massive positive influence on the world. That's what I do. All right. So that's just a little bit of food for thought. I'd love to get you thinking about this. Okay, so we're going to split you up into groups of four in a moment. Before we do that, Kylie's going to do it for us, but before we do that, I'm going to explain how this exercise works. Okay, we're not going to be thinking about the whole thing. We're only going to have 10 or 15 minutes in these groups, but I'm going to give you a little bit of homework as well between this session and the session next week to think about this in more detail, and we'll come back to it. All right, you're going to think of one of these areas. I'm going to ask you to think about passions to start with. All right, we're going to share a bit of that. So, in groups of four, what you're going to be doing is you're going to take it in turns. So, for 1 minute, person one or one person, you might want to think of them as person one, talks about a subject that they're passionate about. All right. So if it was me, I might be talking about the outdoors and how it gives me energy and the way I look forward to it and how I bring that into my work, etc. You're going to get 1 minute to talk about a subject you're passionate about. The rest of the group, whilst person one's talking, you get to listen. Okay, this is a really good exercise in listening. Great quality of a leader. You've got to listen. All right. Don't wait to speak. Don't try and interrupt. Just listen. Absorb it. Because what I'd like you to do with the information that you're getting from that person is, the rest of the group, I'd like you to write a question designed to help that person think about how they might bring the energy their passion brings to their leadership, okay? I'd like you to think about one question that is going to help them think about the energy in that passion and how they can bring it to their leadership. So I've talked about the outdoors. It might be cycling. It might be art. And I might be talking about how I love drawing and painting and working with others and creating amazing visuals for others. Well, the question you might ask me is, how can you bring that passion and that of creating beautiful visual imagery that you know makes a difference to people? How can you bring that to your leadership? I'd like you to be asking those sorts of questions, because that's the whole point of connecting with your passions, is it's about connecting with the energy that those passions bring and bring it into your leadership. So you saw it with me, the outdoors, and how I bring that to people and groups. And then the final minute is share the questions back with that person. Don't answer them, because we don't have time. Don't discuss them. I'd like you just to share those questions. They're gifts that you're giving to that person that's just shared their passion, and they're going to take them away and have a think about them later. All right. Hope that's all clear. So 1 minute, talk about your passion. One person gets to talk about their passion. The rest of the group listens, writes a question designed to help them think about how they bring the energy of that passion to their leadership. Write the questions down and then share them with that other person. So there's 3 minutes each, and then swap. Okay, so you've got 15 minutes for this exercise. All right. So I'm going to stop sharing now. I hope that's all clear. If anything is unclear, then do drop a question for me in the chat and I will answer it for you. I'm just going to give you a moment just to share in the chat if you do have any questions on that. And then the team at Marketing Society are going to divide you up into groups of four. Okay. I think we're good to go, guys. So if you'd like to divide the guys up into groups of four, can you please explain further the question part? Not sure I fully understand it. Okay, just do that quickly before you leave. So you're going to be listening to someone sharing their passion. They're going to be talking about their passion for 1 minute. Okay, I really love cycling. I love doing it every day. I've got this beautiful bike and it gives me energy in this way, etc. The question that you're going to be asking is, well, you're going to be thinking to yourself, how can this person bring that, the energy that's in that passion, to your leadership? So you might be noticing, actually, you talked about the exhilaration. You talked about the passion that you have for mechanics of your cycle. You seem to have a real appreciation for that. How can you bring that appreciation? How can you bring that that passion that you have and that exhilaration to your leadership, to your team, to the people that you work with? It may be that you don't have a team, but it may be that you're leading without authority. It doesn't matter. So that's the sort of questions that I'd like you to ask, is listen to what this person's saying. Notice where the energy is and be thinking, what question could I ask that's going to help support them in their take, bringing that energy to their leadership? Okay, so it sounds like that person's got it. That's great. Okay, I hope that's all clear. Have a bit of fun with it. It's an exercise in listening. It's an exercise in you sharing your passions. It's an exercise in you getting a little bit of support from others. Okay, so you're going to be split up into groups of four. Just waiting for everybody just to reappear back in the main room. I hope you enjoyed the conversation. This was just a very quick dip, really, into this idea of thinking deeper about your purpose and starting with one of those ingredients. And we started with the passions. I'm going to give you a little bit of homework shortly to think about the other two areas, and to think about your passions a bit more deeply. Just before we do that, just quick reflections in the chat. How did that feel, the opportunity to talk about you yourself, just for 1 minute even, and be listened to? How did it feel? Just pop a word or a phrase in the chat. How did it feel to talk about that passion, your passions?
Energizing,
fun. Stories allow you greater insight. Totally. We know about that as marketeers. Instantly light up, on fire. Lovely. Energizing, insightful. Lovely. Brilliant. Eye-opening. It is, isn't it? 1 minute talking about yourself and it's eye-opening. You get insights. So what I'd like to invite you to do is to be thinking about these three ingredients further. This thing I talked about right at the start, what leadership is all about. Leadership is all about leaving things in a better place than you found them. And you do that through people. You energize and motivate people through your presence and through being with them, okay? So in order to do that, you've got to know yourself. You've got to understand yourself. You've got to know what version of you is going to show up at the right time, at the appropriate time, the appropriate version of you, in order to energize and motivate people and leave them in a better place than you found them when you went into that interaction. Okay, and you've got to know yourself in order to do that. That's why it's so important. Self-awareness, so important as a leader. So I'm going to share my screen again and give you that little bit of homework. I'm also going to share that framework again that I shared with you earlier. If you didn't take a photo of it or you don't have it, we can always circulate this after this session. But just make a note. We want to know about your values, your passions, your strengths. And then get from that, you get a sense of the mission that you're on as a leader, your leadership purpose, and the future you want to make happen. So what am I up to and what do I want to make happen? Okay. So the homework I'd like you to do is think deeper about what you love doing. A way to do this is look back through your calendar. Okay, really simple way. Grab your phone, grab your iPad, whatever it is, and what from those moments in your calendar recently over the last 4 to 6 weeks, what has given you energy and what has renewed your energy? So what are the things that you've done that you think, actually, that was really worth doing? I felt re-energized when I came back into work. So think deeper about what you love doing, your passions. The value in connecting with your passions is the energy that you extract from them. Have a go at defining your strengths. what would others say that you can be relied upon to bring when you're at your best? So when you're at your best as a leader, when you're on fire, when you think, actually, do you know what? I really feel like people were energized as a result of being in the room with me then, or being on the call with me then. What did you bring? What did you bring? What was your super strength that you brought to that moment? What can you be relied upon to bring when you're at your best? So have a think about your strengths. And define a few things that matter most to you as a leader, right? So I talked about values. You may have thought about values before. If you haven't done, if it's for the first time, I'm going to give you a list at the moment to have a look at, and we'll circulate those as well so you've got them to refer to. List your top 10. What are the 10 things that really matter to you that you could say are values? Okay, and then what I'd like you to do is then rank them 1 to 10, and that will help you identify the top 3 or 4. We're not looking for 10 values. We're looking for a few values that you can say, when they're not there, I really notice, and I want to change the situation in order to ensure that they're there. Kindness, imagination, adventure, as I said, were really important to me. I share those values at Brand Learning, and that's why I came back to Brand Learning. That's why I made the decision to come back. It informs everything I do as a leader. All right. So 3 things, think deeper about what you love doing, define your strengths, and define the few things that matter most to you as a leader, list your top 10, and then rank them to get your top 3. And then run the thinking past someone that knows you well and cares about you. Once you've got these all on a page, you should be able to look at them and say, do you know what? That when I look at those things on a page, that is undeniably me. You should get goosebumps when you look at it on the page. If you haven't, then you're not there. All right, so run it past people that you care about. When I tell you about me, does that ring true, or does it just look like I'm making it up for the benefit of others because it sounds good? It needs to be something that you truly, truly connect with. So here's a list. Don't worry about making a note of these because I'm just going to pop them up on screen. We'll share these with you. These are the sorts of things that will help you think about value. So you might be drawn to one or two areas. This idea of mastery, being the best I can possibly be as a marketeer, as an ad maker, et cetera, whatever that is. What is it about mastery that really that you care about, okay, to discover, et cetera? There may be areas. So use this as if it's helpful. Where am I drawn to? What are the things that that are most important to me? If there is anything missing, add to it, and then create your list of 3 or 4 that are really important to you. All right. Don't worry, we'll share this again, as I said, over email, so you've got it. But I'd like to just leave you there. I'm going to be back with you later today, around about lunchtime, UK time, and we're going to be taking this idea of the future you're leading for and how you then engage others in that future. This notion of having a sense of purpose is pointless if you just write it down and don't do anything with it. You've got to engage others to bring them with you. That's what leadership is all about. It's getting, it's doing more, getting great things done through other people. So we're going to be coming back to talk about Engage at lunchtime. And it's going to be just a taster, an introduction to Engage that we're going to then cover in more detail when we're back together next week. In the meantime, please do look at that, those 3 things I've asked you to think about, and we'll use that when we get together next week. Okay? Thank you. Back to you, Sophie.